Commission meeting for Wednesday, August 27, 2014, is called to order. Mr. Russo, would you please speak?
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call, please. Commissioner Broussard?
Here.
Commissioner Pharaoh?
Here.
Commissioner Lamoine? Commissioner Travassos?
Here.
Commissioner Sonia?
Here.
Commissioner Perkins? Commissioner Carnell? All right, with four members, we do have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is to approve the minutes of the July 23rd, 2014 meeting. Do I have a motion?
I'm motion approved. Second.
Mr. Sonia, motion. Travassos, second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay? Okay, passed. Next item on the agenda is a public hearing under zoning for Chapter 19 of the Code of Ordinances of the Town of Bloomington, Louisiana, to amend and re-adopt the official zoning map of the Town of Bloomington, Louisiana. There it is. And it's still too small.
But it's a major change, it's not all changes.
Okay. So River Mill, reserve went from zero lot one. County House Presidential. R5, okay. Stonewall Plantation, typical neighborhood development, traditional neighborhood. R1, 2, T and D, portion of lot five, East Main, from R1 to B1 transition. Where is 401 East Main?
That's the Mullen.
Okay, gotcha. Aaron, Daniel, the property right next to the post office. So it went from single family to transition.
Just a portion of the lot.
Yeah.
They had split it up to do two lots.
Right. That's all the changes that were made?
That's all to the map. Those were updates. The map had to be updated with those changes that had previously been approved.
Okay. Do I have any discussion? Any question? Do I have a motion to approve the map?
Is that a public hearing?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
We just asked.
How many times have I done this before?
Ask the new public.
Yeah, I'm a public.
Patricia Jones.
What's the what?
Blue car.
Light industrial. Light industrial?
Yeah.
Is that what they read?
The blue?
On the railroad track.
That's probably been that.
Not that blue, the light blue. Gray, yeah.
Oh.
That would be.
That's commercial. That's C1, yeah, commercial.
I look like that lot on Main Street.
The O's.
There's also B1.
Where's the point?
And C1.
Where's the pointer?
No, I'm good.
That's the O's. And then Morales.
We're good, please, please. Thank you, ma'am.
Let's see. That is highway, there's, what is that?
The O's Seafood House.
That's Seafood House, and that's Morales.
That's Morales.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And then what's that? That must be the,
That's the doc, is that the doctor's office?
It must be.
Pat's or the restaurant?
Or the restaurant, maybe.
And Growing Green?
Yeah.
Okay. I just, all right, thank you.
That's the TND, this awful. So that was added.
That's on the website.
What? Yes.
Is it yet?
Not, they should have, the assessor's website should have the updates.
But it's approved.
Actually, that must be behind the school.
Yes.
That's on Oak Alley, Oak Shadow.
Oak Shadow.
Oak Shadow. And then that's all behind the school. They haven't even, well, that's power, so that's why that's not there. Gotcha. Any other questions from the public?
No.
Okay.
They did not update Orleans extension, did they, all the way? Or did they? Does it go all the way back? They don't show the ponds or anything on there.
No, it's not gonna show that.
Yeah, they do. I see pond four and five.
Oh. The road, they don't start updating the parish roads, the lots and stuff until they're sold. And none of that was sold at the time this map was created.
Really?
Yeah, because the data that is made.
The parish doesn't do that.
The parish doesn't, yeah. The data that was used to create the map comes from the parish.
It says made.
And their data is not updated until, that's what I was told, until the lots are actually sold and stuff. And then they start updating their data.
So since May, some of those other lots on the Pauline's.
Yes.
Have been sold.
But what we're mainly focusing on is the zoning.
Yeah. But they could scale off the street length and add it on very simply.
Right, but they didn't have any data to do that.
Very simple to figure out how long that street is, put it on the map.
Right.
So even if a preliminary plat or a final plat is submitted, they still don't.
The parish does not update it until it's sold.
But they don't wait until every lot is sold, because you can look and see that they're on there.
Some of them are on. Well, I don't know how many, what they wait. They told me they don't update their data until it's sold. Even though it's filed in the courthouse. The plat.
Any other questions or discussion from the commission? Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept the changes to the zoning map.
Motion on Mr. Sonya.
Well, sir.
Second by Mr. Uzon, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Motion passed. Planning. Public hearing, final plat of map showing subdivision of tract HT2 into tract HT2A and lots 51A through 77N, located in section 55, township 8 South, range 12 East, southeastern land district, west of the Mississippi River, town of Bowie, West Baton Parish, Louisiana, Paul Richard, G. Sonya. Public hearing is now open.
Do we have that picture or we just got our paper?
Any questions from the public? Any comments from the public?
I ask, this is a public hearing, I ask.
My main question has been answered by the public dedication paragraph. But the main thing I was concerned with is if they didn't landlock any by selling the back lots. I talked to Richard about that, I guess, 3 or 4 months ago, huh? And I see they have a servitude across there, and in the statement that they can't build any fences, so if a guy in between two of the lots doesn't buy, but people on each side buys, then the guy still, the original owner still has access down the servitude to cut the grass and maintain the lots.
So that would mean if these two neighbors bought this one here that didn't buy would have a servitude to cut the grass, is that what you're saying?
Right, see, the servitude runs all the way down every one of them. And the public dedication doesn't allow them to build fences or anything. So he's got access, private access all the way down until all the lots, well, actually forever, I guess.
Well, no, that's what I wanted to get straight with the mayor. I wanted the servitude to disappear.
Once all the lots are sold?
Yeah, and done, to be honest with you, in the event that, what my intention is to start in the middle and work out, you follow me? That way, if for some reason no one, if someone doesn't want to buy it, well, that just pretty much squashes it for the rest of it down there.
Well, I know, we did the same thing on Allen Street on the south side, the BZ property. and a lot of the people that didn't want to buy, the guy next to him bought the one behind him and then adjacent.
That's what I'm finding out.
You know, you're gonna find that.
Saying that.
So they were able to do the whole thing because everybody had access out to the public street. It may be an L-shaped lot, you know, but it still worked out.
And that's what my intention is to start in the middle and go out both directions. And if someone doesn't want to buy and the neighbor doesn't want to buy it, well, I'm just not gonna sell the remaining until I get all the way back to the existing servitude.
Is there a ditch along the backside? Is there a ditch along the north side?
No. No, that's just a, but straight up.
So there's no need to maintain a drainage ditch?
No, there's no ditch there. No existing.
That's the only question I have.
So Don, in the example that you gave for Ali, after everyone bought those back portions of Bezek, the servitude went away?
Well, the difference is in Ali, there was a drainage servitude all the way down through there. There's a big ditch on the backside.
That's right.
But had there not been, they were able to get all of them bought on either side where they didn't want to buy, so that those people had access anyway. You know, they arranged all that before they started selling.
Any other questions from the public?
No, but I suggest we do a roll call vote since you have a recuse.
That's a good idea. All right, commission, do you have any questions?
No.
Do I have a motion to recommend the plat for the council voting? Mr. Lacy just recommended for approval. Do I have a second? Mr. Massey, second. Okay, roll call vote, please. Commissioner Broussard?
Here.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Question?
Yes, ma'am. Do you vote yea or nay?
Yea, I'm sorry. I know what y'all are going through.
Commissioner Haro?
Yes.
Commissioner Travassos?
Here.
Yes, there you go.
Commissioner Sonia?
Keeping myself in the vote.
He seems kind of ironic though, because that's Mr. Thibodeau's property, isn't it, Richard? Because when Orleans was, that filing was coming up, with Orleans Capital, that second filing, Mr. Thibodeau was in one of our planning and zoning meetings and he was never gonna sell.
Well.
Made all those people in Orleans quarters first believe all that.
He didn't want to sell, trust me on that. He was just kind of forcing his hands. Honestly, he would rather not sell, but progress is
never
on,
came
on his doorstep.
Never came
he came in the bush out, he's hitting people's houses in the bush out, so it's time to do something, you know. So that's what's
right. Motion passes.
Now we'll go to the public hearing for the final plat of map showing subdivision of track HT1 into track HT1A and lot HT1B and lots 41A through 50A located in section 55, Township 8 South, Range 12 East, Southeastern Land District, west of the Mississippi River, down in Ruley, West Baton Rouge Parish, Louisiana, for Hubert Thibodeau. Public hearing is now open. Questions? Comments?
They're not here to represent themselves. What y'all do?
I'm representing.
Oh, you are representing.
I'm here.
You Hubert tonight?
I'm here. I'm listening to Hubert. Follow like the one.
So this is the same conditions that you had on Willie's?
Same exact.
Same thing, and the third week can disappear, you know, you're starting to, you're starting to work out.
Right.
So this is an extension?
Yes. Watch two bounces is the first one, bounce is the field.
Okay.
So it's the other one's the wooded area.
Oh, you had two, right. Gotcha.
Okay, the one on here is one page.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah, see existing building. Do I have any other questions or comments from the public? The public hearing is now closed. Commission? Question, comments? Do I have a motion?
Motion to accept the subdivision tract HT1 into HT1A lots 1.
All right. Motion by Mr. Sonjak, second? Anybody second?
I'll say.
Okay, Mr. Broussard, second? Roll call vote, please.
Yay.
Commissioner Payroll?
Yes. Yes.
Commissioner Travassos?
Yes.
Commissioner Sonjak?
Yes.
Commissioner Broussard?
Yes.
Motion passes. Any other business? Remarks of personal privilege?
Yes. I talked to Jeff about this on our ads in the paper for the rezoning. I know she tells them, but they're not printing who's it for.
Like for the person?
Yes, and it's not on here, and I brought the paper because I know you do, you tell them.
The property owner.
The property owners. Like, and I saw Port Allen, they have the property owners, the parish has property owners when they are advertising the
Public.
Do we have somebody for rezoning in the paper?
Uh-huh. I don't know, it's not on here.
What, is it for Broly?
Uh-huh.
Is it rezoning now?
It's rezoning from RMH to agriculture.
No, that's Ramonville. That's Ramonville, that's the parish.
No, that's the parish, but I saw one for Broly too. No, I have one for Broly.
It wasn't for the map then?
It might have been for the map.
It's for the map?
We do put the name of the property owners, right, because I saw the parish does.
Right, we do.
Okay.
But sometimes the parish does, it depends on exactly, I guess, what they're requesting, whether it's a rezoning or a subdivision, maybe.
The, there is a rezoning coming up.
Where?
In the future here, a request. But we haven't advertised for that one yet.
Have they submitted the paperwork?
They just submitted the paperwork last week, at the end of last week.
Is it due for next month?
I don't know if it's gonna come here next month or not. I'm not sure if we have enough time to advertise enough to. You know how you gotta advertise so many times? I'm not exactly sure, because Tom handles that. He handles the Tom Lawn and the advertising of the rezoning, anything to do with chapter 19. He does.
Tom does?
Yeah, Tom does, and
I know that.
And he'll let me know when it's time for the planning and zoning to hear it. He's gonna give me the ads and everything else to put.
Is the rezoning front Broly or front back Broly?
It's in front Broly. It's on Main Street.
We have a question. Since I'm accused myself, we didn't have a quorum, does it still go as approved before the board? Because three of you did vote.
We're gonna have to find out.
That's gonna have to be noted.
Next month, when there is
The, probably what it would do, you would have to say, if you can't say unanimously recommended, but you could say like recommended by, you know, 3-1 recusal and two absences or whatever, you know, three absences.
We need to.
You could say that.
You have to say that there was only 3 yay votes.
Yeah, 3 yay, that's what I'm saying, with 3 yay votes, you would have to say it. If it's possible to do, I'm
But the council can still vote on it, right?
Yeah, they can vote on it.
So it's not gonna hold them up?
I don't think so.
Check with Tom and
I would have to check with Tom, yeah.
And you can email us, let us know.
Okay.
All
Yeah, because they voted on things before without the planning zone taking any action.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
With sending it on without any action taken at all. So we'll have to talk about
without any action, without any recommendation.
Without any recommendation, that's correct. You are correct.
Well, if y'all have to have a special meet to vote again, then y'all get paid twice what you make in tonight.
Oh, yeah, good.
It's awesome.
Let me go order my Mercedes.
That's why I was on. Twice is too much.
Y'all vote on Hubert's plan?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been approved. That one.
That's
not an issue.
That's not the issue.
Okay.
That doesn't have the same.
So that one passed. That was recommended.
Right.
Well, they both were, but just
without the technicality. And that's another thing you can tell them that the second part was voted for. You know, and it's the same thing.
Any announcements, Patricia? Anybody?
No, just to let y'all know that we will be having a rezoning coming up, request coming up.
Patricia.
And I'll get y'all stuff.
I think we need to make enough copies of the zoning map for each planning commission member to have one, each council member to have one, and some, you know,
for the public.
For the public.
I have copies for each of y'all.
Okay.
I do have that.
A little larger than 8.5 by 11.
No, yeah, these
11 by 17s at least.
It's 11 by 17.
Right.
Y'all have the same thing. I have them for y'all.
But okay. You still need a magnifying glass.
Yeah, no,
they didn't. Even with my glasses on that.
And I can make copies now with our new copier. I can make copies for anybody that requests one copy.
Okay, good.
Anybody that requests one, we can make a copy of this size.
Yeah.
In color.
Yes.
Fine.
Great.
Fine.
Yes, that's a new machine we just got.
Yay.
Well, they had the date on there. It probably should have said map amended through. And then this day.
May 24th. Yeah.
Maybe
that misleading. That should.
Or put data. What we used to do was have other lines, original map preparation date, and then amended, and then lines that you could go in. And every year, if you went through the council minutes and updated, you could just hand write in there.
Whatever was changed.
Yeah, whatever was amended through. And that way you wouldn't have to go through all the council minutes in the past.
Yeah, yeah.
You know where to start each time.
Right.
It saves time on going by.
All right. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I still move.
Second? I'll say. All in favor? Aye. Adjourn. Stay.